Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
John and Tammy in the morning. Did you ever have a celebrity crush that was so intense that your heart hurt after hearing a story about your crush?
He's
engaged. I'll be in my room till I'm 14. 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy in the morning on KS.
Even celebrities have had celebrity crushes and intense celebrity crushes. Billie Eilish had a serious crush on Justin Bieber. I don't know if you remember when on the Ellen show, she had Billie Eilish on her show and she connected her with Justin Bieber. And I thought Billie was going to cry. She was so freaked out. She could hardly say anything. Well, recently Billie and her mom were chatting about the fact that she had this serious crush as a kid. And her mom said she actually even considered taking her to therapy over it.
I just happen to remember this one really well in the video, and Billie talking to me about it and being excited that it was coming out and just crying and crying. And everyone knows the whole Billie Justin Bieber thing, but this song was a big part of it.
I would watch the music video for this song and just sob. Okay, we have...
You know, I just want to say that we did consider taking you to therapy for how incredibly...
You did?
Yeah. You were in so much pain over Justin Bieber.
She was about Justin.
You guys had conversations about taking me to therapy about my Bieber-ness.
Yeah. Wow. It was so intense.
No,
it caused you so much pain.
I know it did.
Anyway, the video they're talking about is the song As Long As You Love Me. And when I was listening to this, it made me think of my own daughter, Morgan, who was a believer back when he had very few followers. She was one of the original ones, and she would get so intense. A video popped up in my Facebook memories of her. I was videoing her going to the mailbox because she was waiting to get one of her Justin Bieber, I don't know, some package from being a part of his fan club, and it wasn't there. and I was picking on her, and I felt so bad afterwards because she's like, I'm going to die if it's not there. And it wasn't there. And I was like, well, did you die? And she's like, leave me alone.
And she was genuinely affected. I remember that vividly because you felt horrible.
Yes. 100%. Yeah.
833-287-1037. I don't remember as a boy having some, I mean, I'd have a crush on somebody, but then we go play baseball. So it's different for you guys. You guys latch on, man, and you hurt. You hurt when like even when someone gets in today. I see it today, Tammy, when a celebrity couple that you love gets divorced or separates. Mm-hmm. It genuinely affects you.
Yeah, it does.
Well, you know, there's a scientific reason. It's called anticipatory coping. And it's more common in females. It's you preparing for a real relationship later in your life. And so these crushes is part of your anticipatory coping.
Anticipatory
I learned that.
Coping.
Yes. I learned that in a Hanson pop-up video.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, wait. I'm still wrapping my mind around how to pronounce anticipatory. Did you say you learned it in a Hanson pop-up video?
Yeah.
Hanson, the Mbop Hanson guy?
Yes.
Sure. Think about how many females were obsessed and infatuated with the group Hanson. Mm-hmm. And it happens that you just go through history. It starts with your grandparents with the Beatles,
but
it hasn't stopped.
I understand that. But wait, back to the story. So you learned about anticipatory coping?
Yes.
Because literally during the pop-up video, the phrase anticipatory coping popped up.
Yeah. You learned something on those pop-up videos, guys.
I here learned you go. Something just now, I guess, as well. (laughs) 833-287-1037. The scientific term is anticipatory coping. In more layman terms, did you ever crush on someone so hard that was famous that your heart hurt for them when something happened to them? Or you had extreme jubilation when something great happened to them? Or you were so angry when they dated that you-know-what? 833-287-1037. John and Tammy in the morning. Be honest. It's all about anticipatory coping after all. 1037 KSON.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.